This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
This summer, Instacart is bringing back your favorites from 1999 with prices from 1999. That means 90s prices on juice pouches that ought to be respected, 90s prices on box mac and cheese, and 90s prices on ham, cheese, and cracker lunches. Enjoy all those throwbacks and more at throwback prices. Only through Instacart. $4.72 maximum discount per $10 of eligible items. Limit one offer per order. Expires 9/5 while supplies last. Discount based on CPI comparison.
Expat Hughes and Ron Coomer, of course, on the call. This is Rahimi and Harris live from Gallagher Way here on 670. The Score, Rami Makhlouf in for Marshall Harris. And we are happy to be joined by our guest this morning. Carter Hawkins, the Cubs general manager, is here. And of course, during our conversations with Carter, we highlight the work of Paws Chicago, whose mission is to build no-kill communities to end the overpopulation of homeless animals and to transform animal welfare. Carter, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me. And exciting about Paws, there's an event coming up on the 21st that my wife's going to be at, and we'll have some great dogs and some kittens to potentially adopt, which we're excited about to be out here in Gallagher Way. So everybody should check it out.
Oh, you can come to Gallagher Way and be a part of it. That's great to know. So that's on July 21st. And I know you have nothing going on between today, July 18th, and July 31st. It's a very quiet time for you. So let's just start with the series that is ahead of us. I feel like we said earlier in our last segment, it's a good thing that you've got a series with the Yankees bookended by the All-Star game and the All-Star break, and then a series coming up with the Red Sox, because hottest team in baseball, of course, winners of 10 straight. How do you look at this as an evaluation for what your team needs over the next 10 days?
Yeah, I mean, certainly the Red Sox are a really good team, and the Yankees are a really good team. We played a lot of really good teams over the course of the first half, and you know, over 50% of the season thus far, and so I think, you know, look, like each of these games are really important, you know, because they're one of the 162, and not trying to be cliche about it, but, you know, our team has to just focus on, you know, what are we going to do today to win? And no matter whether it's, you know, the Dodgers, the Yankees, or a team that's not win as many games as them, you know, we got to put our best foot forward to win the baseball game. You see a lot of teams making upsets. It's baseball, right? Like it's, you know, there's the best team might have a 60% chance of winning, right? Like that's 40% happens a lot. So, you know, for us, it's really just trying to focus on each day. But I certainly understand, you know, externally how this could be seen with a little bit more importance. And, you know, look, anytime we can play with the type of atmosphere that we're going to have this week and throughout the second half, it just helps prepare for some hopefully really meaningful games in October.
I said in the first segment, I'm annoyed by the Brewers that they won't just go away. Do you guys feel the same way, or do you like that it's kind of a close race and it kind of pushes both the guys on the field and you guys in the front office to maybe take this thing to the next level?
Yeah, I mean, we obviously would prefer non-close races, right? we're on top, but, you know, I think Craig talked about it really well. We just can't focus on what other teams are doing, right? There's, especially with the way the playoffs work now, you know, there's definitely the division, and then there's the wild cards, and then there's the seeds, and you know, really, like, you can get yourself really confused with, hey, who do I want to win this game, and try to scoreboard watch and figure out different things. And at the end of the day, if you just take care of your business, you're going to end up in a really good place. And, you know, if we can continue to have a second half like we did in the first half and focus on little things, like, we're going to be just fine. And the Brewers play well, great for them. If somebody else plays well, great for them too.
I think it is good, though, that he said not just, okay, we want to win the division, but then he put a number to it. You know, he said benchmark is a 90-win team, and I feel like it's reflected in how this team is operated and how this team has performed, like, to have that hard number standard and just something to aspire to and to understand. You see it, I feel like, reflected every day. You know, what does it mean to you to know that that's something that obviously is a goal of yours, but then it helps players, I think, visualize and helps everybody else understand what the mission statement is.
Yeah, I mean, so the mission statement is certainly not, you know, 90 wins, right? It's you know, try to win every game. It's try to win a World Series. But, you know, I think from a true talent perspective, and I'll nerd out here for a second, you know, when someone talks about a 90-win team, they're talking about a 90-win true talent team, which means that beginning of the year, given the stats and numbers for that team, they should win 90 games if you simulated that season 1,000 different times. But there's a standard deviation of that. There's, you know, a plus minus where, you know, there's anywhere from, you know, 8 to 10 wins above 90 and anywhere but 8 to 10 wins below 90 that you'll see within these standard deviations, which means 90 win teams can win 100 games. 90 win teams can win 80 games. And, you know, there's certainly at the very tails of those, there's 110 wins and there's 70 wins. The point for us is, you know, look, we have a good enough team to be an electric team that's playing deep in October. To do that, we have to stay healthy. We have to do little things. We have to win every single game. But we know we have that talent. Like, we don't have to get lucky. We just have to play really, really well and play to our talent level. And we do that. It should be a pretty great environment here.
I know you guys never like to say you're surprised by success. But if I told you Justin Steele would be lost for the season, Shota would be lost for a couple of months, you haven't seen Javier Assad yet, would you think we're sitting here today talking about two of the best teams in baseball about to do battle in a three-game series inside Wrigley Field?
And that's definitely a punch to the gut. But, you know, I think at the same time, we would have said, hey, look, we got some resilience, and we're going to be able to figure out ways to win baseball games. Now, how did that happen, right? And, you know, our starting pitching has definitely held up its end of the bargain with the guys that we've had, but there's opportunity to get better. You know, same with our bullpen. Early year, struggled a little bit, has gotten really good over the course of, you know, the rest of the year. We've had some guys come in and just be lights out, you know, the Pomeranzes, the Flexons of the world, and then, you know, kind of the entry of Palencia into the closer's role has been really fun to see. But, you know, our offense has really been what's carried, you know, this club thus far. You know, it's a top offense in the league. You know, we're hitting home runs, we're stealing bases. Our defense has helped our pitching out really, really well. You know, so that position player group overall, you know, I think is what has put us in the position we are today. And now it's about helping supplement them and helping them continue to do what they've done in the first half.
With a reported 25 teams being potential buyers at the trade deadline, when you know that a team like the Diamondbacks, who could change the entire, I think, fabric, you know, the atmosphere of the trade deadline, they could change the entire game there for a team who is a buyer like the Cubs. How do you figure out who's available and how do you figure out who you want?
Yeah, I mean, the who you want are the guys that you feel like are going to make your team better, right? So that part's easy. Now, figuring out if they're available, you know, everyone's available for a price to some extent. You know, I'm sure if we, you know, dangled something crazy out there, we could probably shake loose anyone. But you don't do that because it'll probably make your team worse, right? So it's hitting the phones. It's staying on top of every team. It's, you know, these things can change really, really quickly, especially this time of year. You know, the Red Sox have won 10 straight. Right, they weren't necessarily in this position 10 games ago. There's going to be another team that wins 10 straight. There's going to be a team that, you know, loses a few games over the course of the next week, and that's going to change positions and change you know, what teams are willing to do or not to do. You look at us in 2023, we were not in a position to buy. We were in a position that we're going to try to recruit some value, and then we had that streak and ended up, you know, trying to make a run towards the playoffs there. So, long story short, we just have to stay on the phones, have to make sure that we're expressing interest in all of the guys that we think can make our team better, figure out the cost, and then figure out the best decision to make us better, not only for this year, but for the future.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
It's that time of year again, back to school season. And Instacart knows that the only thing harder than getting back into the swing of things is getting all the back to school supplies, snacks, and essentials you need. So here's your reminder to make your life a little easier this season. Shop favorites from Staples, Best Buy, and Costco, all delivered through Instacart, so that you can get some time back and do whatever it is that you need to get your life back on track. Instacart. We're here.
Sure.
Do you get the sense that over the last few weeks, with teams like the Red Sox getting hot, that the landscape or the market has changed based on the conversations you're having with it? And how much do you think it could change between now and July 31st?
I think the landscape of the market has changed. I think everyone realizes that it will be really volatile. And so everyone kind of takes a 10,000-foot view this time of year and really starts to lock in over the course of the next, you know, 5 to 10 days. So I think everyone's wise to the fact that there's nothing that's really certain right now. And in order to get a deal done, you would have to overpay significantly. And so for the most part right now, it's trying to figure out who's available, trying to figure out generally what their cost is. And then everyone sets their thresholds. And when people are ready to strike, they strike.
We're talking to Cubs general manager Carter Hawkins, thanks in part to his partnership with Paws Chicago. An event is here at Gallagher Way on July 21st. That's in just 3 days with Rahimi and Harris here on The Score. I also want to ask you, what is it going to take for one of those spendy trades where you know you've already made one in Cam Smith, Isaac Paredes, and Hayden Wesneski going over to Houston for Kyle Tucker? We know that that's this time of year where you're going to have to part with somebody you may not want to part with. Owen Casey's name has come up a lot. What does it take to part with a guy like Casey or somebody like that to get a particular need for your team?
I mean, I think when you're talking about, you know, what would you be willing to spend for a particular player, it's about the impact of that player and how long you're getting that impact. You know, so right now at the deadline, you know, you're talking about, you know, if you're getting a rental player, you're talking about just, you know, 50-ish games, you know, that you're going to have that player for. You know, certainly high impact games, but, you know, they're not getting them for 3 seasons, 4 seasons, things of that nature. So that's something we'll definitely keep in mind as we're talking to teams. Is this for a rental? Is this for a player that, you know, has some control attached to him? How much did this player cost, right? Is he control with a lot of salary attached to him, or control with a little bit of salary attached to him? When we're trading a player from, you know, our prospect group, those guys have 6 years of control and they're not super expensive. For that reason, they're really, really valuable. And so it's trying to figure out both ends of that balance sheet and making sure that when you trade young, inexpensive, controllable talent, that you're getting some impact talent for hopefully a really long time.
When you're weighing the future versus now and considering these types of moves, and you're having the type of season that you're having now, does the philosophy change, and does the present hold more weight than it normally would in another type of season?
Yeah, I mean, I think whenever you have a chance to go deep into the playoffs, make the playoffs, you know, you definitely try to take advantage of that. You realize, you know, how sacred that is, right? It just doesn't happen every season. You know, there's not many teams that, you know, for the last 4 or 5 years in a row have had even 50% playoff odds going into the season. There's a handful of them. So, you know, everyone feels like, oh, there's a 100% chance we're going to make the playoffs this year, 90% chance we're going to make the playoffs this year. It's just not the case. There's a couple of teams that have had that, but, you know, certainly, you know, that's the exception, not the rule. You think about time value of money, right? You know, when people win the lottery, they usually take the upfront payment, right? Because everybody wants things now. I think that happens in baseball too. And so, yeah, you're valuing the win today a little bit more than the win, you know, 4 years, 5 years from now. But you're not ignoring 4 years, 5 years from now. You're not saying those don't matter. Putting some sort of discount, that's a conversation with ownership. That's a conversation, you know, within the office. And then you put that discount, apply it to whatever deals you're making, and then make a decision.
What is the biggest need for this team, in your opinion?
Yeah, I mean, like I said, the position group has been really, really good. And there's certainly ways we can help fortify that. But, you know, for us, it's how can we, you know, kind of raise the bar with our arms, both in the rotation and in the bullpen. And, you know, that's going to come from our current guys getting better. And it's going to come from, you know, potentially bringing some guys on board. And we'll take it from there.
There's a lot about this team where you go, how long can they keep this up? And one of them is something that's not in your control. Almost every one of your position players have stayed healthy. I think they've all played a minimum of 85 games, if I'm not mistaken. Do you guys plan on that health, or do you kind of plan or at least have a backup plan for in case something should happen and you're not that lucky in the second half?
It's kind of two-pronged, right? You're always planning for having as much depth as you possibly can because you understand how volatile things are and how things can change really quickly. And even, you know, some of the things out of your control. What's in our control, though, is, you know, other than trying to plan for that depth, is our strength guys, our medical guys, our baseball guys, doing everything they possibly can to put our players in a really healthy position each day. Now, that's what they eat. That's what they drink. That's how they hydrate. That's their time on their feet. That's the work they do before the game, the work they do after game, to put their bodies in the best possible position to be able to sustain that 162-game workload. Doesn't mean guys aren't going to get hurt, but you can definitely mitigate that risk. So try to mitigate the risk as much as possible. We try to have as many, you know, alternative plans as possible as well. And when you do both of those things, you're more than likely to end up in a better place.
What is the latest on Miguel Amaya and Javier Assad? You know, when I think about acquiring players, getting your own guys back is a huge help, obviously. What can you tell us?
Yeah, I mean, I think we're looking at August for both of those guys, you know, which would be really, really nice to have them back. Now, our catching group has done great as Miggy's been out. You know, obviously, Reese McGuire's been outstanding in terms of his ability to be our second catcher, and Carson's had just a heck of a year. And then, you know, obviously, the more starting pitching you can have, the better. And certainly a guy like Javi that's done it before and pitched in multiple roles will be great to have. So we'll get these guys back in rehab games here soon and hopefully have them here in August.
One of the positions that people do talk about when it comes to your everyday position players, third base, and Matt Shaw, who's struggled with the bat. The glove has been great, though. How much does that weigh in terms of the defense he brings every day versus the offense he brings every day and your guys' decision-making and what you might do at third base?
Yeah, I mean, it's something we're definitely looking at. His defense, like you said, has been great. You know, he's provided value, you know, to the Cubs. You know, you go to Baseball Reference, I think he got, you know, 0.9, you know, B-war or something like that, which is not nothing. And it's certainly something that's helped us win some games in some certain places. But, you know, obviously offensively we want more out of that position. And, you know, that could just be Matt, right? Like Matt, mm-hmm. We feel really strongly about his bat. We think that he's going to be a good hitter. You look around the league at, you know, young hitters that are going to play really, really well that aren't currently, just haven't made the adjustment yet to the league. You saw what happened with Pete last year. We fully expect that to be Matt as he continues to make adjustments. But we're also at some critical times right now where development can't be the focus on our major league club. So, you know, it's something that we'll be looking into. But, you know, we have a lot of confidence in Matt Shaw and his ability to be a great player for us moving forward.
Carter Hawkins, thank you so much for joining us here in Rahimi and Harris on 670 The Score. And once again, an event here at Gallagher Way,
yes,
on
ma'am,
the 21st, where you can have an adoption event. Carter joins us thanks to the work of Paws Chicago, whose mission is to build no-kill communities to an overpopulation of homeless animals and transform animal welfare.
That's a great cause.
Thank you.
Awesome.
That.
Thanks, guys. Really appreciate it.
Thank you, Carter.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.